I think because I've been through so many. So they thought that I was going to die. So then I had to reassure them I was not going anywhere. And then I had a stroke. And all the time I kept thinking, Laila, Laila, Laila. Oh. But that's what gets me through that one little ayah.
Allahumma thabbithum ala al-iman. Warzuqhum a'la al-jinan. Kama razaqtahum. هداية القرآن بالقرآن اهتديت
بالقرآن اهتديت في رحبه تحلو الحياة شوقا إلى المولى أتيت أسلمت روحي للإله نور الحنايا والطلوع لله
Margaret Al-Alaq. I'm 57. I was born on the 28th of July 1957. I come from Chawton Kamhardy in Manchester, England.
هي أول من لبس الحجاب في مدينتها. عانت الكثير من الاضطهاد والظلم بسبب إسلامها. تأثرت باللقاء بأم حسين. مارغريت من مانشستر.
Growing up in Manchester, I used to go to church in a church in Ardwick. It was the High Church of England. But as I was getting older, I found myself disbelieving more of what they were saying. I couldn't really bring myself to believe that the three in one made much sense. The Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost made much sense. It just didn't ring true. But when you tried to ask questions, you were just told off and told, well, the priest said so and that's it. So I just kept on going, more out of habit than anything. But I lost faith very quickly.
كنت تعرفين شيئا عن الإسلام؟ تقرأين عن الإسلام؟ في أحد من الأشخاص حدثك عن الإسلام؟
No, I knew very little about Islam because the friends that I did have, they didn't tell me much about Islam. When you tried asking them about it, they didn't really go into it. They just told me the basics and I didn't know really anything about it. There was nowhere to go.
قصة لقائها بزوجها المسلم طويلة. وكانت هي بداية تعرفها على الإسلام.
We met in 75, at my home in 1975. He took me to see Babylon and he took me to, got most of all around Baghdad.
تزوجت أم حسين من هذا الشاب المسلم وانتقلت معه إلى بغداد. وكان لهذه الزيارة أثر كبير في حياة أم حسين وتعلقت كثيراً بأم زوجها.
I think she must have. She was wonderful. Oh, I love that lady. Oh, she was. Apart from my mum, I've always missed that lady. She was a really nice lady. I think she must have. Very gentle lady. But they never pushed. Neither did my father-in-law. They never pushed. It never mattered to them whether I was Muslim or not.
But he wasn't a religious person. He was more a political
person than he was a religious person. So I got no religious feedback from him. It was more from his family that I got myself from my religious, because I always had that spirituality. He didn't have any spirituality.
ما الذي أقنعك في الإسلام؟
I can't put a defining reason on why I became Muslim, except that I felt it was the right thing for me. That after I, especially when I went to Iraq, and I felt that it was the right thing to me for me when I got there, and I was interacting every day within the family, and I was just seeing everything, hearing the muezzin. I'd been in a few mosques.
أين نطقت الشهادة أم حسين؟
I took my shahada in Baghdad. I took it at the same time as I was getting married in Baghdad. And over the years, did I actually come to know myself through my own study and own experience what actually, it was a life experience, what shahada actually means.
أشهد.
أشهد.
الله.
الله.
إله.
إله.
إلا الله.
إلا الله.
وأشهد.
وأشهد.
أن محمداً.
محمداً.
رسول الله.
رسول الله.
نور الهداية زار صدري هو مبتدا أنسي وعمري فعزمت للرحمن أمري وعلى خطاها مشيت.
عندما رجعت من بغداد إلى بريطانيا وكنت على الإسلام الحمد لله، هل مباشرة ارتديت الحجاب؟
It was about 2 years. My husband had left us, and I decided that. And it was after the grieving process of losing my husband, and I decided that right. I wanted to bring A, my children up as Muslims, and two, I wanted to bring my children up biculturally. I wanted to do the whole thing, which was, if I was going to be a Muslim, then I would have to dress as a Muslim, which I knew was going to be difficult because A, the lack of decent clothing around at that time. Where was I going to get Islamic type clothing? Where was I going to get meat from? Where was I going to get the knowledge from? Because there was no shops to sell books.
إصرار مارغريت على الحجاب وتمسكها به رسالة لكل مسلمة مترددة بلباس العفة.
They all made fun of me for being Muslim. One auntie cried. She thought it was the end of the world. My mother was born in 1917, my father was born 1907. So the education about Muslims wouldn't have been very good at that time. The first year we came back to Chultern, we'd been living in Withenshaw. We had a really hard time, and we had police protection for the first year, five times for the first year. I've been spat at, I've been kicked, I've been shouted at, I've been abused in lots of ways because I've worn this piece of material. I've worn a long dress. I've never let it stop me. Because this is who I am. I'm a Muslim, I'm quite happy with it. Things are opening up. Things are getting better. Things are getting a lot better.
يا نفحة القرآن فوحي عطرا على قلبي وروحي يا بلسما يطوي جروحي لولا الهداية ما ارتويت.
عيون الحياة
أسلمت روحي للإله.
بعد الإسلام بدأت تفتحين كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى المترجم، ما هي الآيات التي تأثرت فيها؟
سورة بكرة
سورة البقرة
سورة البقرة the ayat 2:8.
Can you see?
The 2:8:1. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On no soul doth Allah place a burden greater than it can bear. It gets every good that it earns, and it suffers every ill that it earns. Pray, our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which thou didst lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay and grant us forgiveness, have mercy on us. Thou art our protector, help us against those who stand against foe.
ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن. جاءت هذه الآيات مخاطبة قلب مارغريت. نعم، هذه الآيات صبرت قلب مارغريت وأعانتها على تحمل الصعوبات التي واجهتها، لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى لم يكلفها فوق طاقتها.
I think because I've been through so many. Sorry. I've been through a lot of bad times. Sorry. I've been through a lot of bad times, and it helps to get through. Oh, shukr. Afu. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It helps me to get through those bad times. When I thought that when my husband left us, nothing else could hurt as badly. And life kicks me in the teeth again. Then I was diagnosed with cancer. And just when I was diagnosed with cancer, on the same day, my auntie, my mum's sister, died of cancer. So I had to tell my children, who no father, that I had lost, just 2 years before, had lost their nana, who they loved with all their heart, that I had cancer. So they thought that I was going to die. So then I had to reassure them I was not going anywhere. I was not going to go anywhere. I was not going to die. So then gets over the cancer. And then I had a stroke. I can remember sitting in hospital and couldn't speak. In my head, it got, and all the time I kept thinking, Laila, Laila, Laila. But that's what gets me through that one little ayah.
لما اشتكى جوف الظما لما بكى جفني دما والدرب خاف جهنما لجأت للقرآن. منهجان لأولي النهى يا غيمتان أرنوا لها وسماؤها القرآن.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. هذه الآية العظيمة بيّن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن لهذه الآية فضائل كثيرة. من هذه الفضائل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بيّن أن من قرأ هذه الآية في ليلة كفتاه، وكلمة كفتاه أي أول شيء تكفيه من شر الشيطان، وأيضا تكفيه من قيام ليل، وأيضا الأمر الثالث تكفيه من طلب أي أجر أو حسنة أخرى. لها فضائل كثيرة هذه الآيات العظيمة. فمن تدبر هذه الآية أن نقرأ هذه الآية على الأقل كل ليلة. وطلب مني أن ماكو واحد فينا الآن يسمعني إلا ويحفظ هاتين الآيتين.
I've changed a lot over the years since I became Muslim. I've quietened down a lot. I'm a bit more serious as to I don't see material things as important as much, and you can see that in the world today. That's happening, that the further and further people are looking to silly things and further away from God, that they're becoming more focused on material things and further away from God. That bad things are becoming more and more accepted, and good things are going further and further away. The journey to Islam is so different. It's incredible. And just when you think, oh, you've just got yours. And then you hear somebody else and you're like, wow, that's incredible. Because everybody's journey to God is so different. And I've made my mistakes through the years and I've learnt by them. I'll go on making mistakes because I'm human. But hopefully, inshallah, that God will recognise they are mistakes and will forgive me. And I try to, and hopefully, inshallah, that it will make me a better person and I won't make that mistake again. I will hopefully learn to keep going and keep try and teach others what I've learnt.
To me, the Quran is, it's too beautiful. There's no words. You're left speechless. The Quran is the ideal.
Margaret سعيدة بإسلامها وتتمنى نشره للعالم أجمع.
Don't listen to the newspapers. Don't listen to the news. Ask questions yourself. Rather than insult us, just ask questions. Ask sensible questions, not stupid questions.
Some born Muslims don't understand just how hard it is for reverts, and often they're rejected by the families. People used to say, are you bald under there? And, yeah, I'm bald. Yeah. It would be just nasty, stupid things, but that would eat away at your confidence.
بين يدي الله سبحانه وتعالى ماذا سنقول لله؟ ماذا قدمنا لرضاه؟ كيف تعاملنا مع ابتلاءاته؟ وكيف تعاملنا مع اختباراته؟
سبحان من عدت إليه بسطت لنا كلتا يديه ألقيت أوزاري عليه يا ربي فاغفر ما عصيه.
My wish would be that for us sisters and brothers in Manchester, that we could have a lending library where we could go to borrow books and to be able to sit and study, and also that we could discuss things about Islam, and also to be able to get information.
Subhanallah, حتى أمنيتها كانت في خدمة هذا الدين وخدمة هذا الإسلام رغم كبر سنها، وهذا دليل أن الإنسان يبقى يخدم هذا الدين وهذا الإسلام إلى آخر يوم في عمره. وبإذن الله عز وجل موقع نون سوف يحقق لأم حسين هذه الأمنية الجميلة.
أسير بدار بقرآني فيشرق صبح برحاني، أرتله وأحفظه وأقرأه بمعاني. أسير بدار بقرآني
ربيعي أنس أيامي، صديقي بوح أحلامي، شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي دامي. ربيعي أنس أيامي، صديقي بوح أحلامي، شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي دامي. ولما تهت ثم أتيت لدرب كلام رب البيت، وجدت النور والسلوى مع القرآن اهتديت، مع القرآن اهتديت.
فيشرق صبح برحاني، أرتله وأحفظه وأقرأه بمعاني. أسير